Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture those aha moments from reading and apply them to your life and leadership. And today, on my walk, I'm thinking, I need a hero. And I'm thinking, thank you, Eric Metaxas, for your stellar volume, If You Can Keep It, The Forgotten Promise of American Liberty. Read this book. It is phenomenal. In summary, the essential point Metaxas drives home is that our uniqueness as a country, and hear this, a uniqueness we're in danger of forfeiting, Metaxas believes, and I would agree with him, is that we're bound together by liberty and freedom. But not just any concept of freedom. As I reviewed yesterday in the podcast, A Better Kind of Freedom, it's not a freedom from responsibility, but a freedom to live responsibly, individually and as a nation, for the good of others. And in his chapter that I'm looking at today, Venerating Our Heroes, he wants us to see that this idea of liberty and freedom, sacrificial, other-centered freedom, is communicated in part, ready for this, through the telling of the stories of the heroes of our country. And he mentions people like George Washington and Nathan Hale and Paul Revere. And he discusses how telling stories has always been a motivating force in our country. But that nowadays, venerating heroes has fallen out as kind of passé. And he even writes that when he was attending Yale, the idea of loving one's country was, you know, kind of backwards, even offensive to some people. And as I'm reading Metaxas talk about heroes, I am nodding my head in agreement. I'm bookmarking passages. I'm highlighting left and right because I think he's spot on. Listen to what he says.
I realized that by ceasing to tell these mythic and heroic stories of our history, we had in fact lost touch with ourselves, and in a way that would be suicidal if we didn't do something about it. After all, if we don't know the stories of America, how can we know America? We are more than political ideas. We are a people who live those ideas out in common. Knowing those ideas is a vital first step, but part of how we know them is knowing how they came into being and how they were subsequently lived out in history. So, by pushing away these common stories of our heroes, we have allowed ourselves to be drained of our very identity, our common identity as Americans. Our emotions must be as engaged in keeping the Republic as our minds are engaged in it. It is the real stories of heroes like Washington and Nathan Hale and others that help us to properly feel the power of the ideas behind them. We must feel the horror of tyranny and must love the noble idea of liberty. We must love America.
So Metaxas is driving home the importance of venerating our heroes. And I have to be careful here because I'm going to start reading large excerpts from this book because it is so good. But I do need to read this one part. Here's what Metaxas said. Unless we celebrate our common ideals and stories, and our common story, and unless we're unified in celebrating these things, we can never appreciate who we are and what we have. If we don't feel the power of what has gone before, we'll hardly be drawn to do our part in perpetuating American liberty. That's what songs and poems and stories and paintings and sculptures can do. So already, to the extent that we've ceased hearing and memorizing poems like Longfellow's poem about Paul Revere, we have in some terrible sense ceased to be America. Wow, that's strong words. But I'm resonating with what Metaxas says on three counts. First, Metaxas is reminding me of the necessity and power of telling the stories of our heroes. And I'm going back to the life of Winston Churchill, and I'm thinking, this is what happened in Churchill's life. He grew up in that Victorian age when people just naturally talked about heroes. You can go back to podcast 7 where I talk about this, Churchill and valor. Second thing, I'm resonating because in my mind, Metaxas provides a necessary corrective to the denigration, the downplaying, and even the tearing down of some of the statues in many places in our country because that person that was viewed as a, quote, hero is now not seen as a hero because perhaps at one point the individual owned a slave. And I'm not downplaying that, but oftentimes what happens, it's as if this one factor cancels out all the good this person's done in the American story. And I think that's a mistake on our part. As a matter of fact, I'm quite sure it is. Number three, I'm resonating because Metaxas is helping me process how I, as a pastor and as a professor, appropriately communicate our country's amazing heritage. You know, when I'm in the pulpit as a pastor, I don't want to come across as nation worshiping, but nor do I want to ignore heroes who have shaped our country, a country that very much has Christian elements strongly in our roots. And Metaxas is helping me, and I have some ideas that are taking root from my context, both in the pulpit and in the classroom. Venerating heroes, that's what Metaxas is talking about. And as I think about that, my aha moment is, I need a hero. But it's not just a hero. As Metaxas helps me to see, the proper role of the heroic is to call us higher than ourselves. He writes, to call us to fight not merely for what is ours, but for what should belong to everyone, for what is right. I need a hero? That's my thought on my walk with Eric Metaxas and his book, If You Can Keep It, The Forgotten Promise of American Liberty. What you do with it? Well, that's for you to work out on your walk through life.